Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh's deodorant, Cole's thieves, and penis enlargement. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't worry, I'm unfertilizable.
Pat, he's got something super going on down there, so you got to be careful.
I know. And Tom, I always wanted a mixed baby. Why not buy somebody as rich as you, Tom? I ain't into white men, but you know I've always been into you.
Again, that's book 8.
I won't do chick, Tom. But I do you.
I won't do
chick. Hey, I do not sleep with the help.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. Josh is still waving.
And no, I have a question.
Tom, yeah, what's your question?
What do you got?
I'm wearing a new shirt.
I know, I like it.
Thank you very much.
Check, kind of a checkered small checks.
When I buy new clothing, I wash them before I wear them for the first time.
Of course. Yes, I do too.
Now,
I do not.
But this happens. Every new shirt I get, my deodorant doesn't work with new shirts. I'm pitting out bad in a new shirt. Huh. But the next time I wear this, that won't happen.
That's weird.
Does that happen to anybody else?
No.
No.
It's only new shirts cause my armpits to smell.
That's weird.
So the shirt's not breathing properly? Is that
yes,
point?
Something like that.
Well, you're wearing an undershirt.
Yeah.
Did you?
I know. It's baffling to me. But
I wear a shirt and a sweater almost every day, and I don't.
And if that were a new sweater, this wouldn't happen?
Pit out.
I don't know what's going on with my body.
That's weird. Did you go down a size in your shirt?
No. Mm-hmm. I didn't try it.
Is that a polyester?
I'm afraid to try it.
Oh, no, it's flannel.
Is there polyester in that thing?
Blend or 100%?
Well, it's got to be cotton. It's flannel, right?
I don't know.
Polyester tends to like not breathe.
It can't be polyester, right?
Because it's plastic.
No, it's not.
Oh, sure it can. Yes. Oh, yeah, sure it can.
I thought polyester was...
Whatever, it's some plastic. So you're essentially wrapping yourself in a...
And cling wrap?
Yes, exactly. Glad wrap. You know,
all right. It's a wonder you're not a
pro. Seals it in, all the juices.
And what do you use for a...
deodorant.
Water, the softener sheet. Do you use the softener sheets?
I do use the fabric softener.
Well, you've got grime and grit and juice all over that shirt anyway from the sheets. Is that all gummy? Yeah.
No, I like
You'd think the multi-billion dollar industry, like dryer sheets, they would find a way to
make
them slimy.
Really
not so slimy, but they
like my bounce.
Do you use a deodorant?
I do.
Which one?
Axe.
Really?
Axe. Yes.
They sell that to anyone over 17?
It's Axe deodorant, not the body spray.
It's the same thing.
There's a big difference.
It's the same scent.
There are lots of different scents, right?
What's the name of the scent? Can you remember?
I don't remember. No.
It's something like...
I remember if I heard it.
Does everybody use it? Is it common sense?
Oh.
That's two bad ones I've had in an hour.
Whoa. Jeez, that joke needs deodorant. It stinks.
Smells worse than my shirt.
Do you wear a deodorant or an antiperspirant?
I wear a deodorant, but it may be also an antiperspirant.
Okay.
I don't know. I use less than I use.
Deodorants cover up the smell. Antiperspirants keep you from sweating.
Is it a spray?
Or? No, it's a bar. It's a stick.
It's a stick.
Yeah, the deodorant.
You're still using the stick, old man. Okay,
I've got to go with Advantage.
I use the gel.
Oh, I don't like the gel.
Let's see. They have Dark Temptation.
Oh, you know what? It's Excite. That's the scent I use is Excite.
Excite. They also have Apollo. Axe Apollo antiperspirant, Dark Temptation.
You've got Dark Temptation and Apollo. I don't think that's my deodorant.
Wait a minute.
What is this? Rocky?
Do you have mahogany, perhaps?
Ebony. One page to my own.
Are you using
No, don't make fun of me. It's fine.
You're on the Axe website?
It's fine. Axe deodorant and antiperspirant.
Well, you can Axe me.
Let's see.
Especially on that page.
Green geranium.
Green.
What? Golden mango.
Do they no longer have Excite?
Aqua.
They have Boar.
Blue lavender.
Could we get back to the news desk?
No, we got to find out.
Don't get it, Jim, reading the internet. We'll be here all day.
Pure coconut. Well, look there. Dark Temptation. Black aluminum. There they are.
Once again. Those are sold at a different CVS than mine.
Son of a... Does it work? That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it works well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anarchy? Well.
Okay. Christy Lee is at the Bomb Atom News Desk. What have we missed?
Two men were convicted of felony theft for stealing more than $2,000 worth of merchandise from a Parker, Colorado Kohl's store recently.
Wow.
The men argued in court for a lesser charge, though, because the items they stole were on sale and they had coupons.
They got a point.
You know, I go to Kohl's and it shows me how much money I'm saving every single time.
Oh.
So wait a minute. So
hundreds of dollars.
So it's only felony theft if it's over $2,000?
Yeah, so they were wanting a lesser...
Because they had coupons that would have reduced the amount of...
Yes.
Oh, God, I wish I'd been the judge on that one.
You would have granted them the right to...
No, I would have given them the maximum sentence, but I would have given them a 2% discount.
Michael Green, 50, and Byron Bolden, 37, were formally sentenced this month after being convicted of retail theft at the Kohl's store. The court did not buy their argument for a reduced charge.
They should have.
Yeah, they had Kohl's bucks. They were trying to pay their
way
out.
They may have had a 30%er.
Oh.
Whoa.
Those are the big ones. When you get the mailer and you peel that off and you get to see 30%.
Boy,
that's a good day.
Anybody else miss a certain mailer they used to get constantly?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
The Bed Bath & Beyond mailer. Yeah.
That was always guaranteed money.
It's a sad day.
Well, if you sign up, you still get them online. You get the coupons.
The store's gone.
No, it's not. It's online. Bed Bath & Beyond
and
is all
gone,
online.
Yeah.
Yes.
I enjoyed going there.
I did, too.
Sorry.
I liked the layout. Yeah. I liked
there
the MILFs.
I liked the bathrooms. They were always clean.
Yeah.
You knew where they were.
You looked for those. You looked for the ladies that were.
Well, that's what they'd
see you and come over. You look like you're lost, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, you may. Now, I would like to buy these items, but my billfold seems to be lodged in my pocket. Would you mind reaching in there?
And see if you can get out my black American Express card to continue our theme.
If you're a lady, it would be a great place to meet men, because most of the men in there...
Divorced.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Yes. Yeah.
And by the way, ma'am, you don't know any old whores, do you?
I hear the older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That's what I've always heard.
Authorities in Thailand have captured a fugitive prisoner who escaped after having surgery on his...
What kind of prisoner was it?
He was a fugitive.
The fugitive.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
He escaped.
At least it was short.
After having surgery on his penis.
Why did I wonder what?
The Bangkok Post.
All right.
Reports the 37-year-old prisoner was admitted to Banglamong Hospital for a severe infection.
Banglamong.
Get it all.
Banglamong. Banglamong.
A little T-dicks.
He had a severe infection apparently developed from injections to enlarge his penis.
And they're called T-rection, Tom.
Oh,
please.
Sorry. Okay.
Can you do injections in prison to enlarge your penis? Boy, that's...
Well, it's not infection either.
This is in Thailand, right?
After undergoing surgery.
The prison's pretty loose.
The man cut off the chains around his ankles and escaped from the recovery area of the surgery ward.
I'm free.
He was found the following day by corrections officials while hiding on the rooftop of the hospital's psychiatric ward.
Look, if you're planning to build a hospital, don't put the psych ward on the top of the building.
Isn't that just bad planning?
Yeah. That goes on floor one.
Yeah, put them on the first floor next to the trampoline field.
Seems like common sense, right? Yeah.
He has been charged with escaping while in detention, which carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in jail and or a fine of up to $1,700.
Well,
the man... still had 1 year, 10 months left to serve for a theft conviction.
Oh, man.
So now he gets...
He was having his male member enlarged.
Yes, in prison.
I think you'd want to have your bunghole enlarged in prison.
Oh, my God.
That does happen.
Naturally.
Yeah.
You don't need a surgeon for that?
No.
Yeah, they call it the silent yawn time.
I'm sorry. Christy, how are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Okay, good.
Authorities in Japan say a man blew up his apartment while trying to kill a cockroach.
Did he get the cockroach?
Police in Kumamoto Prefecture said the 54-year-old man spotted the bug inside his apartment and sprayed a large amount of insecticide to try and kill it.
Is this Peter Weller? That Peter Weller movie or whatever?
Of unknown origin?
Yeah, where the bug gets loose and is... Okay.
About 1 minute later, an explosion occurred. Investigators discovered burn marks near a Kotosahu heating table.
Hmm.
I don't know what that is. According to the Mainichi newspaper, the man suffered minor injuries.
Mainichi, also soft and cuddly.
Is that Munchichi?
Munchichi.
Yeah.
The National Consumer Affairs Center of Japan has received several reports of explosions believed to have been caused by sprayed insecticides igniting after contact with electrical outlets or other sources.
I love my Munchichi.
What is Munchichi?
Little doll. Loved it.
It looks like Teddy Bursky from the Patriots.
What?
Yeah.
Not familiar.
His hairline would advance. If I get a picture of Teddy Bruschi up here, Josh is going to go, oh my God, that's my Munchichi.
It depends. I may not say anything.
No, you're going to be able to say something.
We never did the ring story, did we?
I haven't gotten there yet, Tom. We're going to get there.
There's Teddy Bruschi. Doesn't he look like Munchichi?
What's Munchichi?
It's a little soft and cuddly
animal.
Doll.
They were very popular.
Yeah, how do I know about it and you don't?
I'm a little surprised. Well, yeah.
And they still have Excite. You're okay.
Okay.
Munchichi?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I hate cockroaches. I kind of don't blame this guy for blowing up his house. When you see one, you know that there are thousands, right? Isn't that the old...
That's what I've always heard.
Yeah.
They got a buddy somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Man,
next.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Scientists are calling for the creation of more emojis to address the global biodiversity crisis.
Conservation biologists
analyzed the current emoji library and found that animals are well represented by the current catalog. But
worried about animal diversity?
Plants, fungi and microorganisms are poorly represented.
No one cares about this.
You don't want an amoeba emoji.
That's because the fun guys are all jerks. They're loud.
How are ya?
Can you buy... does someone make obscene emojis that
you can buy?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go with this, the standard.
Incredibly lifelike and graphic.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like that for Christmas? I can buy that for you.
No, I was just curious. I just use the standard ones. I think I get a kick out of them.
I get a kick.
Well, there was a time you didn't like them at all, I remember.
That's fun. Okay. No, I didn't like the emoticon.
Oh, where you put the...
Semicolon, paren, a sideways smile, and...
Oh, you don't like those? They're easier if you don't have the emoji keyboard handy.
Okay.
We're all grown-ups. Use your words. My gosh. Why are we going... We're back to hieroglyphics. This is ridiculous.
Didn't they do a Bible that's all emojis?
No.
No, that was... what is that? The Star Trek language. What was it?
Klingon?
Klingon? Klingon, yeah. They did a Bible in Klingon.
Really?
That doesn't seem right.
Yes.
It doesn't.
No.
Klingon Bible.
It may not be the best Christian, but that doesn't seem right.
I don't know. From what I know, the Klingons, they're not the most brotherly.
No.
I could have you a Klingon Bible here tomorrow morning.
Please don't.
Oh. Boom.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot I brought you a nip this morning.
A couple of them.
What are some of the bottles?
Contextually, you'd better explain that.
You think she'd have those airplanes for you.
No,
yesterday we had a story.
Right, and you guys were exactly right. Someone explained it to me. Yeah, this guy was arrested, and they described him as having 62 nip bottles of a very particular brand of alcohol.
And I have one. I'm going to go get it. You keep talking.
All right. Chris is going to show us her nip.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's the Fireball.
The Fireball. And there's a legal... This gets into a whole can of worms. Because Fireball has apparently two different presentations. And one of them is...
Oh, one of them is
one of them
wine,
is technically a wine.
Yeah,
the other is a whiskey.
Yes, whiskey right.
And the wine-based one can be sold at almost any store, whereas the whiskey can only be sold at liquor stores.
Exactly right.
That's correct.
And this guy, I was asking, why did this guy have... Here, I've got one right here. This is the...
62.
Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey.
It is whiskey.
Yeah, that is whiskey.
And those are always like point of sale. They're in a box
right there.
On the counter.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
A chilled container.
But this guy had 62 of them in his car.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
But there's a different news story about the lawsuit where some woman is suing because she said that it's...
They sell a malt beverage at some gas stations instead of the whiskey.
Well, any gas station, I guess, can sell them, but they can't sell the liquor version.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. And she's correct. The label looks almost identical. You really
probably
have to read
design.
It.
Probably by
design,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't deserve $5 million.
Well, of course not.
Okay, lady, here's a thing of booze, though. Go get drunk.
Here's your nips.
Okay. Get plastered enough to forget your crappy life.
That took a turn.
This is why I'm not a judge.
You happy with that comment?
I would disbar.
You've got to be. You have to be on a judge show at some point.
Hilarious.
The ratings would be out of this.
It would be out of this.
Judge Tom.
If Miss Pat can do it,
it would be one of those combination shows, right? Have one of the house fixer upper people build a gallows.
Yes.
You should do a show with Miss Pat. You should be a special guest judge on her show.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be fun.
It would be fun. Staff at the Ritz Hotel in the news.
Yeah.
The one in Paris, they found a guest's lost ring in a vacuum cleaner bag.
Diana's?
What game?
God.
Beloved Diana.
Oh, well. Somebody's watching the crown.
She had a seatbelt on.
Oh, yes. Blame the victim.
Le Parisienne reports that a Malaysian guest at the hotel filed a police complaint alleging her diamond ring vanished from her room.
It's gone.
The ring was worth an estimated $800,000.
Okay, so you've got an $800,000 ring. My ring is worth more than my house.
My gosh.
I'm going to leave it here while I go out for coffee.
The Ritz Paris said, quote, thanks to meticulous searches by security agents at the Ritz Paris, the ring was found in a vacuum cleaner bag.
You know what they said when they found it?
That's what the housekeeper said.
When they found it, they said, Eureka!
Hey! Vacuum cleaner.
Eureka.
Yeah, there you go.
The client, of course, was happy with the news.
I wonder what she sounded like when she was happy.
Happy.
Malaysia.
Did the term ritzy start with the Ritz's?
Yep.
Yeah. So nobody said ritzy until...
Nope. It was a Ritz fancy hotel.
You know what? Asked and answered. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's you know what? I have actually been there.
So have I.
You've been there?
The Ritz.
Yes.
And when I was there...
the Ritz in Trenton.
Aren't there many Ritzes, aren't there?
There are Ritz Carltons, but this is the Ritz in Paris.
Only one Ritz?
I was there, and it was so funny.
You have just one Ritz.
I was there, that was like 6 years ago during the Cheese Festival.
Really?
The cheese at the Ritz.
I'm sure you're aware of this, Josh.
Overly aware.
They famously do sculptures of world leaders.
Oh, they do.
And they had,
is that right?
A lot of the classic world leaders, of course. But they had then President Donald Trump. They went back a little bit. They had a Reagan. They had an Obama.
Brezhnev.
They had Brezhnev. Then of course they had the current head honcho over there in the commie world, Putin. And then they had some American crackers there. So you could literally have Putin on a Ritz.
Hey! Ace, what would you give that, a grade?
Well, it took too long to get there, but...
Yeah.
Ace, it's a long show.
God, it's almost over.
You got a 30-second segment. We got 3 hours, 59:30 to kill.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.